At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get out in support of the Pittsburgh for PPS Backpack Drive. Bring a brand new backpack to Nova Place today from 4:30 to 6:30. So that's starting right now at Federal Galley. Pop-up bingo, free entry, free parking. Bring a new backpack plus happy hour specials. Help us get students in the Pittsburgh Public Schools ready for the upcoming school year. Details at 93.7thefan.com. All right, it is time for the Donnie Football Debrief, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company. Over 100 years of baking experience. Don?
The debrief, August 12, 2025. I think you'll both be excited about this. Pony probably more so, but I think you'll both be excited.
I don't know how to take that, but I think probably just means it's extra nerdy if I'll be excited, but Pony will really get into
it. A little bit, yes. So CBS for the NFL today in week three will do a throwback edition. And Brent Musburger will be in studio for it, baby.
He's looking live at a studio, and I am sitting in the middle of it.
Well, he did the Hall of Fame game for a little bit because he got honored, and their like broadcaster writers went.
I was upset that I missed that. I could see him on the screen, but I couldn't hear it.
He hijacked the 5 or 10 minutes he was on for. So he's still a total ham, and even though he's 86, he's still lucid. He's still got it going on. I still say one of the great thrills of my life, you know, I got married and everything else and had a kid, that's fine and dandy, but was sitting next to him in a Vegas sports book watching NFL football on a Sunday and watching him sweat out his bets.
You are looking live at me betting my ass off, Andrew.
He was eating a, because it's early there, obviously, the game started at 10 a.m., he's eating a sausage, egg, and cheese bagel sandwich, just pounding this thing. There's grease getting on his dress shirt and stuff.
That sounds phenomenal, though. I'm not going to lie.
And he's sweating out like a Lions-Falcons game. It was awesome.
Would you say that in a way he's like the most successful, obvious degenerate gambler in the media? Like, there's a lot of often imitated, never duplicated. We love Scott Farrell. Scott Farrell loves to bet on sports. It's like the whole focus of all the media he does. Brent is like the OG, friends in the desert, you know, not even remotely attempting to be sly kind of guy.
Do we put Michaels in that category, or do we just think he's mostly making fun of people?
No, I think Al likes to gamble, but like, I don't think Al is anywhere near on the level of a gamble. Like, I think if Brent heard from our old John Phillips stories, the update anchor who would be betting on SUNY Binghamton basketball games, I think he wouldn't say like, that's crazy. He'd ask John Phillips if he saw him, you got any good info? Like, that's how I think he's wired.
I feel like you say all that, but you actually don't watch any NFL pregame shows.
I don't. I stopped watching them. When it's 1 o'clock, let's go. It's game time, baby. I don't got time to do the rest of that.
I don't.
And I respect that. Like, there's a lot of good stuff happening on those shows and well produced segments. It's just
not,
like,
but
show
not
me
really
because the
they're not good enough for you to watch them.
No. I
respect it, but I don't respect it enough to spend a single second of my life watching
them. You can absolutely respect it and just not make it a part of your viewing experience. I don't watch College Game Day, really, either.
If somebody came up to me and said, I really respect the job you do, but I don't listen to a single second of your show, I would not take that as a compliment or a respectful comment at all, Chris.
Yeah. Oh, well.
But I do prefer, if I had my druthers, I would want every weekend to be, or every Sunday to be, 9:30 in the morning, Europe game, 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, Sunday night football. If I had it my way.
I mean, we might not be too far away from that.
Doesn't the NFL want 16 international games?
Roger Goodell wants that, which means it will happen at some point.
He wants to own Sunday for 14 and a half hours.
Every single team will play an international game.
Think about it. Say 9:30 start, right?
Yep.
And then a Sunday night game, they're pretty clockwork. That's why the NFL kind of is what it
hours.
Is. 3 hours. But for a television production like that, it's 3 hours and 15 minutes. You're on from 9:30. You got a kickoff starting. You got a kickoff, a final whistle blowing in the final game of Sunday at 11:30 p.m. He wants you plastered to the couch, consuming the product for 14 hours. And do you see that smile breaking out over Pony's face right now? If you're on YouTube, you do. Pony, I'm describing something that probably sounds more appealing than porn for Pony right now.
Well, Amanda, we were talking last night about the things like, we love Stella. It's great being a parent. Blah, blah, blah. It's awesome.
Yada, yada.
Yeah, yada, yada, yada. Anyway.
But if there is something you might miss about, like, what life was like before you were even, say, married, and you were just single and had no
tethers to anything.
Yes. It's the idea that I could get away with an entire weekend where it was like noon to midnight Saturday college football and 1 o'clock to 11 o'clock NFL Saturday, Sunday.
Just a glutton.
And nobody to answer to or tell me that I was being like a sicko.
Selfish.
Or a freak or anything like that. Yeah.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you were single?
Is that depressing
you,
that I like value
no.
that time that much
did
and miss
pass,
that?
Did you pass
no, I mean,
up
I
on
think,
dates
I think
and
people...
stuff to watch football? Like,
sure.
if you were single
yeah.
and you there was a woman who was interested in you and you might have even been interested in her, but you kind of did the value judgment in your head. Nah, she wants to go out on a college football Saturday. Hell no.
Remember that great game 6 of the World Series between the Rangers and Cardinals?
Yes.
Yes.
We will see you tomorrow night again.
I was single at the time. Went back to her place. She thought something was going to happen. I said, look. We're watching the end of this game, okay?
David Freeze just hit a triple to tie this thing up.
I don't care.
I'm assuming David Freeze scored and you did not.
I don't care. I said, I don't even want you to do... Don't even distract me right now. You keep close on here, okay? And nothing happened.
Joe Buck is losing
his
voice.
Did anything with her ever happen after that?
I think we met up one more time, but honestly, the spark was gone. I mean,
yes, you doused it with water in the form of, we could get busy here, but I want to listen to Joe Buck.
But in all fairness, think about this. In the life we've chosen, what's more important? Being able to say that I watched that game live and having the feelings and reaction to it, or one encounter with a girl? I mean, what's that in the grand scheme of things? You know what I'm saying?
I think I'm actually on Pony's side, but I will say this.
Thank you.
It would be different if, like, that girl went on to be your wife. Like, if it was Amanda, and you got an
extra, I've got an extra dimension to this. If you're already married, that almost, it not only is not something that makes me roll my eyes, it's kind of like funny. That's married life. Like, she might even say to you, hold on, I've got to watch this trashy ass Netflix show about people on a poop cruise. And like, you wouldn't.
Great documentary.
But yeah, we all saw it. Trainwreck was good. And I would, in that situation, I'm like, well, yes, we're married. This is like funny. This is kind of what marriage is. You laugh and you know, you can get busy anytime you both want to, basically. In that setting, you're like wondering, you gotta see where things are like in the chemistry lab there. But to say I want to watch David Fries and Nelson Cruz and all this,
and that's
crap,
a historic game.
Nelson Cruz. If we're gonna go down this road here, you want to talk about a guy who gets off light for blowing a game in a World Series for his team?
I don't think he does. I don't think he does.
Oh, you never hear Nelson Cruz talked about for misplaying what should have been the final out of the World
Series. Because the Texas Rangers aren't the Boston Red Sox or Cubs or a franchise
like that. I don't care.
He
still made a horrible gaffe. He should have caught the ball.
Of course, we know that.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That's just funny that you like got out ahead of it with her and were like, keep your clothes on here, lady.
But there is absolutely a double standard when it comes to this stuff. If a girl, if your wife or girlfriend, you're interested in doing things, she says no, fine, okay, that happens. She comes to you and says, I'm interested in doing things. You say, I'm not in the mood. It's like, you know, the universe has blown up. What's wrong? What's going on here? Am I not pretty anymore? Do you not love me anymore? We've been there, right? We've all had situations like that in our lives with previous girlfriends. I can talk about a few in the past. No,
I don't know. I think her in any, you know, relationship I've been in, the asking to success rate for them was 100%.
It's very close to 100%. But the one time you say no, they think that something's way off. But they can say no all the time. You guys know I'm right about this. Donnie, do you agree?
Men are from Mars, women are from Venus situation
here. He makes a good point. I do make a great point. It's not good. It's spot on.
We're thrown into the HGQ.
Mugwamp in the YouTube comments says, you'd think watching this much sports, Pony would have better takes. Already, you just get ripped for it. By the way, what did Amanda say she missed about single life? You said it was, I miss not being able to watch 22 hours of football on the weekend.
I think it was something like... something lame like spending time with friends.
Something lame. Well, I mean, couldn't you have technically been doing that too?
Yeah, of course.
I was in my early to mid 20s.
Yeah, I like watching games with people.
Like, you know, the boys came
over. I'm
not
over. In a cave downstairs in a room with no lights on, you know, all the time.
Well, we do know you prefer to watch games more alone than in a group.
Big games, yes.
Or Steelers games you don't want to watch with us or anyone else.
Like if myself and Malzi said, hey, let's... like we'll bring our significant others
over. No, you know what? You know why? Because
we'll
he'd be on the couch. He wouldn't even say hi to Sarah or Alex. He would be on his phone punching away from moment one.
Wait a minute. What? Like what's the what
Steelers,
game are we talking
Steelers
about?
Steelers week three, or whatever. Say there's a primetime game, okay? Yeah. And for whatever reason, Amanda invites me and Donnie, Alex, and Sarah over. I would bet if we set an over under at total words you said to either of us or our spouses, it's under 99.
Are they
and a
coming
half.
To chit chat or watch the game?
They're coming because Amanda invited them over to your house.
Well, yeah, if they want to watch the game, that's fine. But I don't like inane chit-chat while a game I care about is going on. Because then it's hard to concentrate.
So it sounds like it would be a setting where it's like the three of us in your basement, three of them upstairs.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, if they want to come downstairs and pay attention to the game and watch and chime in on the game, and if they want to have conversations about like kids and the wedding and stuff during commercial breaks, that's fine.
No, you're tweeting during commercial breaks. Josh on the YouTube comments, sorry, honey, not in the mood. Two Gloves Kenny is driving.
Yeah.
This has yielded an actual treasure trove.
That's not even, I mean...
You have a supporter, Bucko Dan. I love Pony's take here. They're not all making fun of you. Most of them are, but they're not all. There are people out there.
Yep.
How about a bit called Porno or Pirates where you find old-timey baseball names like Slappy Dingler and have people guess? Johnny Dickshot would be perfect for this.
We do have a PM team name game coming up next hour. I'm looking forward to that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.